Your podcast from familiesofmultiples.com.
The Double Talk Podcast, sponsored by Smarty Pants Vitamins. Find them at Costco, Target, Walmart, and of course, online at smartypantsvitamins.com. Be good to your health.
Well, hello, my friends. I am here to bring you the March 2020 episode of Double Talk, the podcast from Families of Multiples. We're recording live in New York City in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and I know that everybody's feeling the stress. I'm actually starting to wonder what's worse, the actual virus or dealing with all the crazy people who are prepping for the apocalypse. You know the guy I mean, with 12 cases of water stacked precariously on his shopping cart, who's probably the same one who's selling hand sanitizer on Marketplace for 10 times the suggested retail. As always, I'm your host, father of twins plus one, Michael Kaufman, and the guy who wants to remind you of four simple rules that you should be always doing, but especially during this outbreak. One, wash your hands a lot. Two, keep foreign objects out of your mouth. That means no licking handrails. Three, stay away from large crowds. And four, try to avoid contact with other people that may be at risk. That means when you have to make the trip to Target and that grandma behind you wants to touch your babies, run away fast. You know that it's going to start all innocent-like, you know, which is some questions about the twins, but you want to get out of there. Now, while you've been checking on your stock of hand sanitizer, our writers here at Families of Multiples have been busy providing you with some great parenting information. If you're semi-newish to the twin parent thing, then you've probably been inundated with the barrage of questions that people without twins ask you when you're out in public. Writer Scott Mason shares with us how he's been dealing with those questions. And also on the website this month, Jennifer Bromley-Zimmer gives us the secret sauce for keeping the spark alive in your marriage. Here's a hint, it does not involve fast food. Or the special sauce you put on that. And if by some quirk you're still planning on trying to do a spring break, which may or may not be happening this year, Crystal Bruce fills us in on 10 family spring break destinations that may not have been on your radar. And if, like me, getting in shape was your resolution this year, and you're still sticking to your guns, as I am, Chad Kemple lets us in on the four big things you probably didn't know about training for a marathon. And I'm not talking about the Netflix binge marathon either. And once more, Jennifer Bromley-Zimmer is back with more tips to make sure that you and your spouse survive that first week with multiples. You can find these articles and more on the site, familiesofmultiples.com. This month, for our interview, we're bringing back our editor-in-chief to talk about the Dad 2.0 Summit, which is a conference for understanding and connecting with modern men who are entrepreneurial, socially conscious caregivers, and who want to share their formidable voices with others. You know, the attendees often include dad influencers, dad entrepreneurs and business owners, all kinds of men's media, commercial creators, brand marketers, as well as fatherhood researchers and advocates. Let's dive into that interview right now. Welcome back to the podcast, Kevin. It is always a pleasure to have you here, even though we are not in the same city. You're out in the beautiful, warm West while I'm sitting here in rainy New York. How are you?
I am doing awesome, Michael. How are you?
Everything is good. We're doing our best to avoid the pandemic just helping everybody out and Purelling the kids silly.
We're Purelling over here as well.
I'm thinking of just replacing all my body fluids with Purell at this point. It's almost 50-50 now.
That or bourbon, either one.
Either one would work. Now, we did. We, you know, we have a great topic to talk about this month. We were both just out in Washington, D.C., just before all this hit the fan. So we beat the travel ban for the DAD 2.0 summit, which is, you know, it's been going on. I think this was the 9th year, and different city every year. And it started as a place for dads who were in social and bloggers to, you know, get the word out and meet with brands. But it's also kind of become a place for improving the state of fatherhood worldwide, because you do have guys who have a huge audience and kind of the ear of the world.
Well, and it's great because it's not, it was more for bloggers then, but now it's more for writers and bloggers and just plain influencers to connect with brands. But like you said, attend roundtables and breakout sessions about writing and dealing with issues that affect fathers everywhere.
I mean, we had our big sponsor, has been for many, many years. We can't thank them enough for doing it, is Dove Men Plus Care. They've done great things in the name of fatherhood, and for that matter, family life as a whole. Their big thing is the paid family leave pledge, so that dads can spend just as much time with new babies as the moms have been able to, for obvious reasons. And it's something that we all, get behind 100%. I know that you put together a blurb for them this year. How did that absolutely go?
It went incredible. I mean, it's really, really easy to support some of their initiatives because it affects myself as a father and friends and relatives. It affects my entire family. One thing they noticed is kind of neat that we helped with this year was when a man searches on YouTube for advice on parenting, there are lots of videos, but they're all done by moms. And there's not a lot of dads answering those questions that the other fathers have. So a large group of us actually put something together for them. It was great. We took a lot of topics, a lot of questions that they'd done some research on, and we all put together videos and answering those questions. I love the initiatives and the things that they're trying to do to help fatherhood. It's a great thing.
I can't agree more. They do some really wonderful work, and if you haven't tried some of those Dove Men Plus Care products, go support them either with your wallet, or they don't make any hand sanitizer yet. But if they did, I'd buy it. Now there were also some other brands there, kind of in space, that we're trying to integrate with the dadfluencer universe. Best Buy was there. They brought their big screen TVs and made us all jealous that we didn't have a TV that large. They're one of those great brands that, the Dad Summit has been making the connection between these kind of dad writers in the media space and all of their great brands.
Exactly. And GSK was there.
Very important stuff that they're doing with meningitis vaccination, which, I think most people are aware of it. But, there was so much that I did not know that I learned from them.
Yep.
Did you get their whole spiel?
I did. And actually, the biggest thing is there's more than one vaccination. There's actually a second one when your children reach college age. So it's reaching some of the fathers that have been parents for more than a few years, like us, who have children getting closer and closer to college. So it's not just the regular shots and vaccines you get when you're younger, but also updating those when they reach college age. Because children are dying, and it's something that shouldn't have to happen. And GSK is behind it, which is awesome. And
there were a whole bunch more sponsors at the conference. But there were one that we've covered before, and as a New York-based guy, I'm totally excited that this summer, I know, you're jelly, that this summer the New York Legoland is opening up, and I think July 4th weekend, hopefully, they'll be opened unless something has changed with the pandemic and all. So all bets are off when it comes to dates these days. But I can't wait. And Legoland has been all over the place. Yeah. Have you ever been to the Legoland in Florida?
We haven't been in Florida. We went to the one in California a few times. The boys have been, and of course they love it. And for those of you guys who don't know, Legoland resorts, more than just the toys, are multi-day experiences. I mean, and they feature rides and shows and attractions, all built around of course, the Lego Bricks. And they're owned and operated by Merlin Entertainment. They're a global leader in location-based family entertainment. So, I mean, if you guys ever been to, like, a Madame Tussauds, for example, they're behind that, along with a whole bunch of other attractions. I think they have, like, over 130 different attractions, including hotels and in 25 different countries. So they're a pretty awesome group to work with and see what they have going on. But, yeah, we're super, super excited about the New York location, the New York Legoland. I'm waiting to see pictures when you guys actually get a chance to go see it.
I know last time I checked, they were still in the throes of kind of the end of construction, but they're bringing stuff into the hotels, these giant assemblies that the master builders have put together, which is, you know, I wish I had that job, but I don't have the patience to build anything that big out of Lego anymore. Now I have passed that crown to my son, and he just goes crazy. He's at that age where he no longer needs me to build even the most complex sets. But that's he cool. Still wants me there because he likes the idea of building it with me. So I basically wind up sitting there opening the bags for him.
The boys are actually in the living room right now actually doing Legos. They're putting together a couple small sets I got them for keep them busy when I was doing the podcast. So
I was wondering why it was so quiet.
Now you know. Thank you, Lego.
Thank you, Lego. We appreciate it. And, of course, I feel very strongly about this last one. Some of the team from Bark was at the conference. We've written a big post about what they've done lately. And this operation that they did, which was an incredible sting-style operation to, kind of take down some child predators.
The link will be in the show notes for sure. If you guys have not read it, it's a great article we put together about what they're doing. Awesome, awesome work. Super awesome work.
And incredibly important, especially for the next couple of weeks, while so many of us will be essentially homeschooling or remote learning, depending on how you want to call it, your kids are going to be online a lot. So even a better reason to install Bark and go from there. As we said, we'll put that link to all of these people and these topics in the show notes, and you can learn what we learned.
Yeah, for those of you guys don't know, I mean, it's Bark sends you alerts if there's signs of cyberbullying, sexual contact, thoughts of suicide, depression, online predators, acts of violence,
drugs and alcohol.
Exactly. So you get a notification if there's things like that on your child's social media. It's social media, it's other apps and platforms your children are on. I think they have like over 30 different apps that they monitor.
Way more than that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Way more than that. It's they've got so many apps and so many that even I haven't heard of that they monitor. And, if people have asked me a lot of times, because all three of my kids are Bark children, whether they like it or not, and they accept it, to be perfectly honest. They get a certain level of privacy because I don't need to look through every single one of their communications. And I don't need to be going through their history every single day. So it's actually better than the alternative where, they don't get any of it or I'm in, all up in their business.
Exactly.
I only get notified when something is looking a little shady. And, to be perfectly honest, the biggest thing that we get is, my children, all three now, are into John Mulaney, the comedian. And every once in a while, he drops an F-bomb or so. And so they get flagged. So, I got another alert for, inappropriate language. And it's because, my son has been playing John Mulaney. So thanks for that, if you're out there listening.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, exactly. You can come on the show, too. He doesn't have multiple.
Yet.
Yet, exactly.
Yet.
Get to work, John. What else do we want to say about the Dad Summit?
Well, there's actually one more sponsor that was there I want to mention really quick. Responsibility.org. They're basically the foundation for advancing alcohol responsibility. So talking to your kids about underage drinking, and they try to eliminate drunk driving. Working with others to end all impaired driving. It's a great organization. I'm glad that they were there again this year. They joined us for our first summit in DC, which was 4 years ago. And I'm glad that they're back this year for sure. They're definitely a great organization.
If you would like to hear more about the Dad Summit, I guess we'll also put a link just to the summit website in the show notes. I think anybody who's out there that might be interested, I know a lot of our writers listen to the podcast, so you guys know about it already. And, you know, if you're interested, please feel free to reach out and we'll give you the lowdown on what's coming up next.
Actually, last year was in San Antonio. We actually had, you guys saw the photos. We had 11 parents of twins, triplets, quads, or more actually at the conference. This year we didn't have quite as many. We had a couple of our writers who you guys know, Vernon Gibbs for one, they were there. But last year we kind of hit the mother load as far as multiples writers. So if you guys
San Antonio attend, was kind of equidistant to everybody. It worked really well.
It was pretty central, absolutely. But if you guys want to attend or you want more information, we're happy to kind of share that with you, and we'd love to see you there and hang out and talk some twins or talk some triplets. Carlos was actually scheduled to be on the podcast this month. Carlos, if you remember, had triplets and he had twins on the way. He's actually from Texas. He was at the last conference. It didn't sound like he could actually sneak away with five under five at home.
I did get a hold of him just last night by Messenger. And I'm going to get on an interview with him hopefully next week. And, you know, we'll get a little bit of kind of what kept him at home. And we'll go, we'll get the skinny from him. But I know he's crazy busy with, all hands and feet and, one kid tucked under an arm, apparently. So he's got his hands full, quite literally. And, I'm anxious to talk to him and see how he's doing since the last time we spoke, when the second round had not yet appeared.
I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. I miss seeing him, but I'm sure there was a good reason. I can't imagine five. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Just having five people in the house is enough for me. Anyway, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Lots of great content on the site, guys. Go check it out. Don't forget, if you do want to write for us or interested in writing for us, many of our moms and dads who write for us are not experienced writers. We love articles from everybody, just helping other parents wade through this thing we call multiples parenting. So hop on and give us an email at admin@familiesofmultiples.com, and we'll help you steer you in the right direction.
See, you're doing the perfect plug.
There you go. It's worth a shot. Great, Michael. Great Excellent. Talking to you. We'll talk to you soon. Stay healthy.
Great talking to you, too. Absolutely, you too. I'm going to Purell my microphone now.
Talk to you soon.
It's always so great to have Kevin on the podcast because we get to actually talk for longer than a 5-minute crazed phone conversation. But back to the topic of making sure that everybody's healthy, we're continuing our giveaway this month from our sponsor, Smarty Pants Vitamins. And you know it's easy to qualify. Just tag an Instagram post with your twins, triplets, quads, quints, or more with the hashtag FOMMonday, and each week we'll pick out a winner. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will grab a cool prize pack from our sponsor. All the rules are up on the front page of the website. As always, I love looking at the pictures that you guys post. They're just the best. Now, if you have any questions for our editor or for me or for just the community at large, just shoot us an email. I'd love to collect them and answer them and then share them back to you through the podcast. Just send us a note at doubletalk@familiesofmultiples.com. Tune in on the 15th of every month for another podcast with more great stuff from our contributors and an interview with another parent of twins, triplets, quads, quints, or more. And let us know what you and your gaggle are up to by doing all that social media stuff and like Families of Multiples on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and find us on Twitter at MultiplesFamily. Have a wonderful month, everyone. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'll speak to you again next time with more Double Talk from familiesofmultiples.com.